Caroline Glick, Blood of Juice on Hands of Left-Wing Lawmakers, Media. By Joshua Klein on May 31, 2021. Appearing on Steve Maltzberg's weekly Sunday commentary show Eat the Press, conservative American-Israeli columnist Caroline Glick blasted congressional leftists and the left-inclined media for a recent wave of violent attacks against Jews, accusing the left-wing and its lawmakers of hating the Jewish state and having the blood of Jews on their hands, while blaming the media for transforming America into an anti-Semitic state. After Maltzberg claimed the media will always blame Israel and report the Palestinian propaganda, Glick agreed. It's pretty amazing that Hamas, a terrorist organization, attacked Israel with over 4,300 rockets and missiles and mortars in the space of 11 days, she said, adding that Israel did not provoke Hamas at all. Glick went on to blame the left and the media for why Israel is widely portrayed as the aggressor despite the actual circumstances. And yet, Israel is now the subject of a new investigation at the UN Human Rights Council and, of course, as you showed, it's being pilloried by all of the bleeding hearts on all of the major networks in the United States because it's just become the cause célèbre of the left to hate the Jewish state and to blame it for the aggression that's being perpetrated against it. It's just all about blaming the Jews, she added. It's also what's happening on the streets of New York and California. Maltzberg then highlighted how UNRWA Gaza chief Matthias Schmel was pressured by Hamas to retract a statement in which Schmel told Israeli TV that IDF strikes on the Gaza Strip appear to be precise and sophisticated. What a crazy sad commentary, Maltzberg said. In response, Glick noted how intimidating those who speak against the pro-Palestinian narrative is a common occurrence. We've seen it all along, that a reporter or an official gets out from under the official narrative that Israel's evil and that it has to be blamed again for the aggression being perpetrated against it by Palestinian terrorists and other terrorist organizations in Lebanon. And of course all directed from Iran, and they say something true and they get into trouble. They can get fired for it. They get threatened for it. They get kidnapped by Hamas for it, she added. It's happened over and over and over again. Glick also noted how when two Israeli soldiers were lynched by a Palestinian mob in 2000, the Italian journalist who captured the brutality on film issued an apology. Back in 2000, the Palestinians lynched, literally tore apart, two Israeli reservists that accidentally entered into the Palestinian town of Ramallah, and they were butchered not only by the Palestinian police who they sought protection from but also by a mob of people that came into the police station to participate in their murder. Glick explained further. There was an Italian television crew there outside of the police station in Ramallah that was taping it, and they got the footage out and it went viral, obviously all over the world. And the guy, the journalist from Rai, Radio Televisione Italiana, the Italian broadcast network, he sent an abject apology to the Palestinian authority, to Yasser Arafat, who was then head of the PLO, saying how much he supported the Palestinian people, because his life was in danger and they ended up having to ship him out of the country very quickly. Addressing the UN Human Rights Council ordering an open-ended commission to look into possible war crimes committed by Israel during the latest conflict, Glick described its malicious nature. The whole idea is just to keep an open war crimes investigation against Israel, she said. It's so that any time that Israel does anything at all to defend itself against aggression, that thing, whatever it is going to be the subject of a UN war crimes probe. The idea is to keep Israel constantly on trial. Glick then placed some of the blame for the radical incitement targeting Jews worldwide on President Joe Biden. Let's just say very clearly that President Joe Biden is partially responsible for this, she explained, continuing, because former President Donald Trump took the United States out of the UN Human Rights Council because, like former President George W. Bush before him, Trump said this is an organization that is inherently anti-Semitic, it is dedicated to hating Jews. She went on to accuse the UN of hypocrisy, saying, aside from the absurdity that China that has concentration camps is now the head of the UN Human Rights Council, that in and of itself is insane. But the fact is that the Biden administration enabled this because they legitimized this totally illegitimate, totally Jew-hating, totally bigoted organization, and they gave a tailwind to them to go ahead and attack the Jewish state, just by rejoining, she added. Regarding the recent surge in anti-Semitic acts which has seen Jews attacked and hunted on the streets of the U.S. and around the world, Glick attributed the violence to both the media and congressional leftists. I think that you have to divide responsibility for this. For inciting it, basically 50-50 between the media and the progressive lawmakers on the Hill. The Ilhan Omars and the Rashida Talibs that are the Muslim Brotherhood representatives in the U.S. Congress. And all of the squad members who have been accusing Israel of being an apartheid state. An inherently racist state with no right to exist. That carries out war crimes every time that an Israeli breathes in and out. They incited it. This blood of Jews on the streets of New York City is on their hands, she added. Reiterating the negative role of the media, Glick blamed the false narratives being promoted by media sources for encouraging violent acts. But they're sharing that blame with the U.S. media that's been pushing this out with social media, that has been pushing out these blood libels against Israel, she said. Again, the whole idea is to blame Jews for the aggression that's being perpetrated against them, and we've seen this. This is not a new phenomenon. It's sort of a new phenomenon in the United States. But it's not a new phenomenon in human history, and what they're doing is they're transforming America into an anti-Semitic state along the lines of Europe. Glick concluded by lamenting the new direction America has taken. This is something that the United States always distinguished itself from Europe. For its lack of, if you want to borrow a term from the left, a lack of systemic anti-Semitism, and here they're building systems that are based on it, like the UN Human Rights Council, she said. In the wake of clashes between Israel and the Hamas terrorist organization earlier this month, the past few weeks have seen a nationwide outbreak of anti-Semitic threats and violence, with disinformation spreading on social media seen as a major cause, according to the Secure Community Network. The radical U.S.-designated Islamic terror group, whose charter calls openly for the murder of Jews, launched over 4,000 terror rockets at Israel from the Hamas-ruled Gaza Strip over a period of 11 days this past month. In a viral clip published last week, documentary filmmaker Amy Horowitz approached students in Portland, Oregon, and managed to garner funds to support the Hamas terror organization despite openly presenting the group as determined to destroy Israel and kill Jews. As a result of the recent uptick in anti-Semitic acts, Aaron Keek, the Jewish Engagement Director at Biden for President, told Jews to hide their Jewish identity publicly. If you fear for your life or physical safety, take off your kippah, head covering, and hide your Megan David, Star of David, he wrote last Friday. In a letter published the previous week, more than 70 Harvard faculty members decried the U.S. and Israel's criminalization of the Palestinians' right to resist and called on the Biden administration to end support for Israel's apartheid regime, condemn Israeli state aggression, and affirm our support for the Palestinian liberation struggle. Meanwhile, Academy Award-winning actor John Voight posted a scathing video last Sunday, blasting liberals for attacking Israel and Jews and demanding that people not be fooled, while warning that anti-Semites will pay the price. During an appearance on Fox News Channel's Hannity last week, conservative talker Mark Levin blasted President Biden for the proliferation of anti-Semitism that Levin alleged was coming from the left and elected Democrats. Also last week, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, and Representative David Kustoff, RTN, introduced a bill aimed at targeting anti-Semitic hate crimes in light of the rise in attacks on Jews following the bloody conflict launched by Hamas against Israel. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.